Yud Bei Shvat Siman Nun Dal Dalach Dal Tu Siman Nun Helach Aleph. Here we go with discussing Kivat Ofel. This morning my daughter was making a mixture of yogurt and oats, and she asked me about bracha. So hopefully we'll be able to answer that question based on today's lessons. See, here we go. Sif Dal, the Kitzur teaches us if a person's eating, let's say cookies and schnapps, so the halacha is the following: he's drinking schnapps, but he's eating cookies, let's say honey cake and everything else. You make a bracha on both. And the reason for that is something we actually mentioned yesterday. And almost today, you won't find the opposite. Meaning to say, today, usually when you're having two items, like cookies and drinks, you really have intention that they're both sweet, and the bracha is therefore recited on both items. First, you make a bracha on the zaynus, because that's more chashav, and then you make a bracha on the liquid. However, the art tzaddikim that were concerned, that maybe no, especially if sometimes you drink, cookies and you're drinking milk just to wash it down. So it becomes already questionable, and therefore they would make a bracha actually first on the milk to make sure that they don't have a suffix that once they made a bracha on the mezonos, it pattered, it exempt the drink. Similarly, when a person just takes cookies and coffee and tea. So in general, I think today, clearly a person wants both, but to avoid this problem, Moshe has an eitzah. He says, when you make a bracha on the mezonos, have in mind not to be exempting the coffee and the tea that you're drinking, and therefore you avoid all problems. Here's a major dispute between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and many Peskin. And the Kitzur is based on the Chayadim. And that's the following case. It's a very common case. You have two items that are cooked together, but they're distinguishable. Now I'm going to use an example. The wife makes a delicious rice with beans. Or the husband makes it. Now the question is the following: you could see, you could recognize the rice, you could recognize the beans. It's not that the beans are just there to make the rice taste better. You clearly have rice and beans. The question is, which bracha do you make? According to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because it's distinguishable, and you can recognize both, you make two separate brachas. If they mamish cling together and stick together and mush together, then you go with the majority. Similar to what I told you for my daughter, she mixed in yogurt together with oats, where it was totally one. So then you have to decide what is the majority. Now the Chofetz Chaim and many other places can call the note. Just anything. And in fact, the Piskachos quotes, I don't know who's the original one that gave this eight, I think the Shulchan, that if every time you're using your spoon or your fork, you're getting both items, it's really one unit. It's Achdus, it's one, and therefore there's only one bracha, and you have to decide what the majority is. Sometimes you don't know. I'll give you another example, fruit cocktails. Fruit cocktails, I have, let's say, a lot of fruit stuff. I don't know, grapes and everything else. And maybe there's some smaller pieces of melon. It becomes a question, what bracha do you make? But really, according to the price scheme, other than the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it would seem poshut that you would go based on majority and therefore be bar piyah in this case. According to the Kitzur, well, if it's distinguishable, then you have to make two separate brachas. So what they do is they separate the two. They take a melon, have in mind to have them make a melon, and not have in mind to be yates the fruits. And this way they avoid all problems. But me'ikar, then you decide what's majority, and that's where you go with. Next, when it comes to solid and liquids, for example, the classical cases where a person has cereal, cornflakes with milk. So if your intention is to have milk, a lot of people think would like milk. So they would really drink milk independently too. So the halacha is you make a bracha on both. But if the only reason why you're having milk is because it makes it that the cereal a little bit better, granola without cereal milk, it's just, you know, it's too dry. So then the halacha is you only make a bracha on the granola or the cornflakes. And even if you have some milk left over at the end, this famous old Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the halacha is you do not make a bracha on that milk. And even if it got sweetened up by the cornflakes and all the sugar. Okay. When it comes to, the Kitzur also discusses, when it comes to any of the ground spices that you mix with sugar. So the besamim, the spices are the, you can make the bracha, whatever that spice is, whether it's egg, it causes egois, the nutmeg. Is bar piyah eitz, cimarin is cinnamon, is bar piyah dama, and ginger is also bar piyah dama. Now, sometimes these things are so covered up with sugar, so then they might change already. That really is chocolate. Another example I think that you have is chocolate. We discussed the chocolate covered almonds. There it seems clear that the ikar bracha is chocolate. However, I did see that some place can have so machmir to make eitz on something else because it's not so clear. Okay, especially going to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you could say that it's really two distinguishable things, and if you should make two brachas. When a person is drinking olive oil, we started mentioning the benefits of olive oil. Well, olive oil, drank by itself, is harmful, so you don't make any bracha. And they used to drink it for health reasons. But if they mix it with something else, and it's tougher, it's secondary, so you make it on their what's ikker. But let's say a person taka doesn't feel well, and he needs the oil for refuah. I don't know how common this is today, but in order for to drink the oil, he has to mix it with something else, but the ikker really is the oil. So then you make boire pri ha'etz. Very interesting, and it exempts the other thing that's mixed with it. Now, if he's thirsty and his ikker comes just to drink for thirst, but he's putting oil because it's also healthy, then you're making the liquid itself. What's interesting is that Aswan Umot Chaliyoli writes that today the oil, olive oil, is so clear, it's so mezukak, it's so purified, it doesn't harm. And therefore, really, the bracha should be barpates, even if you're just drinking by itself. So I don't know if everyone agrees to that, but that's his psak. All types of what's called preserves, sugar, honey, they usually tuffa, like you smear them on a rice cake. Usually they are tuffa. You wouldn't eat them by themselves, but there are certainly, I think, exceptions to that. People sometimes would eat certain preserves by themselves, especially when it comes to peanut butter. And therefore, it could be that if a person would eat Skippy peanut butter or whatever peanut butter you have by itself, and you're eating it now because you want to eat peanut butter and you want to eat rice cakes, you really have to make two separate brachas. And we start Siman Nunhei. Nunhei starts off with the classical Shaila, and we're going into Tu Bishvat. This is an amazing preparation. What comes first? So we're going to go with the Kitzur first, what the Kitzur tells us, and then we're going to say what the other place games seem to argue and what I think is Minigayla. First, Kitzur teaches us the following. You have different types of fruits, and you want to eat from all the fruits right now. So the halacha is the following. If they have equal brachas, that means all that's a berpiate. So you make a bracha on what's chaviv, loy, v'chaviv. The first thing is, what is chaviv? What do you like more? And by the way, what you like more is also a dispute. It means now or usually. It's not so clear from the Kitzur what he means by that here. Chavetz Chaim actually holds, as we're going to discuss in a moment, that he holds it's usually, whatever is usually what you like more, that actually has more chashivas in person. By the way, this is all based on Hidu Mitzvah, that you're going to try to make a bracha with the most choshev, and I think it's amazing, because that's the idea of Zakei Levanei, to get closer to Hashem through these brachas. In any case, if they are equal in chavivas, that means you like them equally. So then, says the Kitzur, you choose from the Shiva Saminim, the seven species that have been, that Sha'el Tzitzel has been blessed with, and you go with that order. Now, of course, there's an order we'll discuss actually tomorrow within the Shiva Saminim. Now, the Chiddush here is that even though it's only half a fruit, and the other fruits are Shalim, Shlemus, meaning complete, doesn't take precedence. Now, if you do not have from the seven species, and you have one that's complete and one that's not complete, that's when complete, meaning shalom, comes first. Similarly, if the brachas are not equal, meaning one you have a fruit, bar piyat, and you also have a bar piyat dama, and you need to make them both. So says the Kitzur, if you like one more than the other, make them whatever you like first. But if they're equal, meaning you like them equal, so then you make them whatever shiva saminim, even if it's half. And if there's no Mina Shiva, then Shalom comes first. And if they're equal in size, or they're both half, that's when you say Bore Priya 8 comes before for Priya Dhamma. So even though I think Mina Goyim, here's what I think Mina Goyim is. Number one, most follow the Mishnah Berurah, and really you have to decide. You can't jump, decide one day like this, one day like that, so the person can say, because the whole idea is to decide what's more chashuv. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah holds that Shiva Saminu comes first. And that's the thing, the Mina Goyim, that whenever you have Shiva Saminu on the table, you should make a bracha on Shiva Saminim. And it should, now if it's not from Shiva Saminim, so you don't have Shiva Saminim, so then you go with what's more, that's when you go with Chaviv. And what Chaviv means is something that you usually like more, even though not necessarily you like it now more. Also, the minigoyim is to say Bar Piyas before Bar Piyadam usually. But again, that doesn't have to be if it's something that you actually like more. Let's say, like, I don't know, tomato more than you like the apple. So then the tomato would come first. Have a beautiful day.